Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a Christian Manifesto today, episode number 26. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Torch Leadership Foundation. Pastor and Christian philosopher Francis A. Schaeffer warned us and created the war plan that we as Christians need today to deal with a society that is increasingly moving away from God, the Bible, and moral principles. He wrote a Christian manifesto 33 years ago, over 33 years ago, and its words are just as relevant today as they were back then. Our Christian manifesto today, passage from the Word of God, is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14, which reads, "That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive." Our Christian manifesto today, quote, is from Reed A. Aschbacher. He said, "Media has diverted our attention from the important. Remember Philippians 4:8, truth, honor, right, lovely, let your mind dwell on these things." In this podcast, we are using as our text a Christian manifesto by Francis A. Schaeffer. Dr. Francis A. Schaeffer continues in writing on the humanist religion, part 6. The media, and especially television, has indeed changed the perception of not only current events, but also of the political process, and I would add many other things. We must realize that things can easily be presented on television so that the perception of a thing may be quite different from fact itself. Television not only reports political happenings, it enters actively into the political process. That is, either because of bias or for a good story. Television so, maybe of both, I would add. Television so reports the political process that it influences and becomes a crucial part of the political process itself. A good example was Walter Cronkite's part in orchestrating the Gerald Ford candidacy for vice president at the 1980 Republican convention. We must realize that the communications media function much like the unelected federal bureaucracy. They are so powerful that they act as if they were the fourth branch of government in the United States. And Charles Peters, editor-in-chief of the Washington Monthly, in his book How Washington Really Works, writes that the media, instead of exposing the make-believe of the federal government, are part of the show. Television and the communications media in general thus are not only reporting news, but making news. And that is a tragedy, I might add, to what Dr. Francis Schaeffer predicted would happen. Remember now, he wrote this almost 40 years ago, I believe. Their ability to change our perception of any event raises serious questions concerning the democratic process. That's why not only the present president, but many other people are calling it fake news. The solution is not the one Cronkite gives in his interview, perhaps changing to a political philosophy different from democracy. The solution is to limit somehow television's power to use its bias in the editorial reporting of events, and most specifically to keep it from shaping the political process. Lord willing, we will continue looking at the topic of the humanist religion in our next episode. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for this time together. And we pray that you would have mercy and grace upon America, for you have blessed America, but we have not blessed you. And we all ought to repent in sackcloth and ashes in this country, because we all know we should be destroyed for the evil we've done in this country. For Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us of our sins. Help us to repent. And Lord, keep the prayer warriors praying. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you're listening today and you have never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, allow me to show you how you can trust Christ as Savior today and be saved from sin and hell and have a home in heaven when you die. First, please accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. And so have I. We all have. For the Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. There is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die physically because of sin. We die spiritually because of sin and are separated from God in a place called hell. Third, dear friend, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, mean, wicked, hateful people and murderers and whoremongers. You know what a murderer is. You know what a whoremonger is. And sorcerers, people who practice witchcraft and voodoo, and idolaters, people who put anything or anybody before God, and all liars, I am sure you know what a liar is, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, beloved, this is bad news, but here is the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that includes you because you are in this world. These are the words of Jesus Christ. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ. He was speaking of himself. That whosoever, that word whosoever is an old English word, that means anybody at any time believeth in him. That is, has faith in, trusts in him, Jesus Christ, should not perish. Perish where? Perish in hell forever, but have everlasting life in heaven with God forever. Dear friend, just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. He goes on, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You will be saved. Do it right now. Until next time, my beloved, please continue to stand for the Lord and His Word. God bless you.